front of it. And they'll try to get the Williamsburg style of furniture, and a lot of them will, like, take Gene Holly's elaborate place out there. Will be almost an unconscious, I think, imitation of a tradition that goes back to the planter
mm-hmm.
era,
mm-hmm.
when the planters were the social heroes. And as I said, I don't think they were ever the real heroes. It was a myth that the people who were mainly commercial city folk would imitate, because they wanted to put on these airs of the planter.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have places like Augusta and Washington, Georgia, with great columned mansions after the manner of a plantation. Of course, you wouldn't have a plantation in the city. They'd own plantations all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be absentee planters. They'd be real businessmen.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd look and act and want you to think of them as planters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We still have families in Augusta like that too today, and they're fine people, and they cultivate this sense of honor and duty and public responsibility, and they try to aspire to gentility, good manners.
Mm-hmm.
But they're businessmen for the most part.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That leads to another thing. The names of the different sections of Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got that pretty well, laid out?
Mm-hmm.
What are the
more I find, the more there are. Well, you would have the hill section as one section, and you'd have the downtown section as the other section. But then you would have different parts of downtown. The Pinchgut area, the lower part of Green and Telfair streets, and then you would come up past the downtown. Well, the old Dublin would be the old name, though that name isn't much used now after the Irish has been pretty much dissipated, entirely dissipated. Then coming on up, Frog Holler was an old section.
Where was that exactly?
It was around 15th, just below 15th along Walton Way. They used to have an old waterworks area where Sears is. And
was Walton Way there?
Frog Holler would be right behind that. The area was pretty swampy.
Oh, and that area where they've cleared out all the houses? Would that be Frog Holler?
Yeah, right.
Was Walton Way called Calhoun up to that point?
Yes. Yes. At one time it was called May. May Street.
And
but,
then
And then Calhoun was a bit...
Was below that.
And then Walton Way, it was only up here on the hill. And then it was extended to 15th Street, and then very recently extended below 15th Street.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then then you'd have... I just skipped over the Terry. The Terry would be a little bit behind
Frog Hollow,
and be along Gwinnett Street.
Okay, below the hospital?
Yeah, it would be below the hospital.
On the other
right.
side of the tracks,
uh-huh,
yeah?
Uh-huh. All the way down to about 5th Street, I guess, would be the Terry.
And how far out would that go?
It wouldn't go too far, just a couple of blocks up, or maybe three blocks. The densest part of the black neighborhood, around Twig Street.
Where Pilgrim Life is now?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That would always then have been right in the middle of the Terry.
Yes, right.
I read